You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
I want to welcome all of those joining us on podcast, wherever you are and whatever you're doing right now. We're glad to have you joining us in the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. That is Christianity. A dying to the old self, a living to the new, that is Christianity. Absolutely, yes. We go to church. Yes, we weekly pay a tithe and we give our offering to further the kingdom of God. That's what we do. We, as a church, do nice things for people. We read the Bible on a daily basis. Those are things that we do as Christians, but Christianity is not just going to church. Christianity is not just occasionally reading your Bible. Christianity is a coming to Christ and then a passing away of an old life and living a new life. You become a new person. Literally, you're not who you were. How many say amen to that? You are not who you once were. Woo! Some of your old buddies and your old friends don't even recognize the new person that you now are. As a new person, as someone who now belongs to Christ, there is a daily stripping away of that old person, of those habits and those mannerisms and those things that we have in our life that are carryovers into this new life that just simply are not godly. They're not becoming to a Christian. In your past, you have done things, you have seen things, you have experienced things, and those things, as you grew up, shaped you. Now, that's no longer you. You have begun to live a holy life. Well, one of the biggest challenges in this transformation to a new person in Christ is seeing yourself a new person in Christ. One of the biggest challenges we have is seeing yourself in a different light than you used to be. The title of today's message is Seeing New. You've seen yourself as broke, as poor. You have seen yourself as sick or lonely or depressed. You have seen yourself as dumb or stupid. Maybe you have seen yourself as a sinner. Oh, I'm just a sinner. Oh, I'm Tim. I'm a terrible sinner. Maybe you have seen yourself as a sinner. Maybe you have seen yourself as, I'm not holy. I can tell you right now, I never claim to be holy. That's one thing I'm not. I'm not holy. Maybe you've seen yourself in that light. To become and to live the life that you now are in this new person in Christ, you're going to have to see new about you. This year, our theme has been becoming a holy generation. And it's very hard for us to see ourselves as holy. Oh, I can tell you right now, I'm not holy. Oh, boy, that is not me. Here's what I want you to know. Jesus' blood has cleansed you. Jesus' blood has forgiven you, has cleansed you. Now, for you to live, for you to experience, for you to possess all that God has for you in this new life, you're going to have to see yourself new. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses is preparing God's kids to go into the promised land. Chapter 1 of Deuteronomy, verse 3. But 40 years after the Israelites left Egypt, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses addressed the people of Israel, telling them everything the Lord had commanded him to say. Drop down to verse 6. When we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, you stayed at this mountain long enough. It's time to break camp and move on. Go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all the neighboring regions of the Jordan Valley. The hill country, the western foothills, Negev, the coastal plains. Verse 8. Here's what I want you to see. Look. Or some of your translations, see. I want you to look. I want you to see. I am giving all of this land to you. Go in and occupy it. Now, God has given these instructions. I'm going to give you this promised land. I'm going to give you this blessed land. There's a land that you're going to live in that's flowing with milk and honey. Boy, I want you to go in. But look, I want you to see this. I want you to look. I want you to see. Then you're going to go in and possess this land. Now, who's he telling this to? He's telling this to people who for 400 years, that's several generations of slaves, of slavery. My granddad was a slave. My dad was a slave. I'm a slave. My kids are always going to be a slave. That's all we are ever going to be. That's our lot in life. We're just born to be slaves. Okay, verse 8. I want you to look now. You bunch of slaves, you bunch of former slaves, I want you to look. I want you to see. You're going in and get a new piece of land. You're going to go. You're not going to continue to live like you were, where you were, doing what you used to do. Look, see what God has given you. When you look in the dictionary, the definition of the word look or see, it means to get knowledge through the eyes. It means to grasp mentally. Here, see this. I want you to see this. What are we saying? Grasp this mentally. I want you to get a hold of this. The way you grasp mentally, the way you see, the way you look is vital because it will shape your subsequent actions, mannerisms, behaviors. It'll shape what you say. When you're in a meeting and you didn't see, you didn't grasp mentally what was said or what was not said or what was done, you're going to leave and you will think wrong, you will say the wrong things, and you'll do the wrong things. You've got to see correctly about others, about yourself. You've got to see the situation and come up with the right conclusion. I love this story. A man laid sprawled across three entire seats in the movie theater. When the usher came by and noticed this, he whispered to the man, "I'm sorry, sir, but you're only allowed one seat in the movie theater." The man groaned, but he didn't budge. The usher became impatient and said, "Sir, if you don't get up from here, I'm going to call the manager." The man just groaned. It infuriated the usher, who turned and marched briskly back up the aisle in search of the manager. In a few moments, both the usher and the manager returned and tried to remove the fellow, but with no success. Finally, they called the police. The cop surveyed the situation briefly. "All right, buddy, what's your name?" The man groaned, "Sam." "Well, where are you from, Sam?" With pain in his voice, Sam said, "The balcony." The point today is, are you seeing correctly? Are you seeing your situation in life? Are you seeing what you're facing? Are you seeing the cards that have been handed to you? Are you seeing correctly about your life? You know, you've got a certain image of yourself. You've got a certain image of your life. And it's hard for us to have a new beginning in Christ. It's hard for us to live in this blessed state that God has for us as long as you continue to see yourself back where you used to be. Terry and I grew up with not much. I grew up very poor. Y'all have heard some of my testimony. We lived on this dirt road. We had a party line. My mom took feed sacks and she handmade our clothes out of them. My dad would milk the cow and set that milk on the bar. And my mom would strain the cow hair and the flies out of the milk and pull off the cream and refrigerate the milk. And we'd gather the eggs. And we never had an automobile that didn't have duct tape and cardboard in at least one, if not two or three of the windows. I rode to school every day with my feet spread apart because the floorboard was rusted and rotted out of our old Jeep. You could just see the highway right under there. And I'd put my feet on either side of the rusty holes in the floorboard of the Jeep. So I grew up like that. And that shaped me. That shaped the way I see life. It shapes the way what you see that life has for you. And I can remember Terry and I in our early years of marriage, I can remember us actually saying to one another, when we would see somebody have or do or go or have something or do good, I can remember us saying to one another, we'll never have anything like that. We'll never have anything like that. Church, it was not until Terry and I started hanging out with folks that lived different than we lived, that thought different, that talked different. You know, we got friends with people who were where we wanted to be. Proverbs is full of instruction about this. Finding wise counsel, getting wise input in your life, figuring out and making changes on who speaks into your life. Terry and I, we got close friends that were married couples who were sold out to the Lord and had a great marriage. And so we started vacationing with them. We went out to eat with them, and we learned how to have a good marriage relationship. We got close friends that had great kids. Their kids loved the Lord. Their kids loved their parents. They were obedient to their parents. We got great friends, and we started vacationing with them. We started going out to eat with them. We started spending time with them. We got some close friends that loved the Lord and had lots and lots of money, had a lot of money. And they loved God, and we started hanging out with them and vacationing with them and spending time with them. And do you know, first thing that happened, Terry and I started seeing ourselves different. You know what? Wait a minute. We can be somebody that we're not. We don't have to continue to live like we have always lived. We don't have to talk to each other like we've always talked to each. Wait a minute, there is a different life out here, and we can have that. You begin to see yourself different, and you start talking different. You start acting different. You start dressing different. You start thinking different, and different things start happening for you. And you look around, and all of a sudden, you're a different person. You're not who you used to be. That old man is gone, and there's a new man alive here. In your life, who are you jumping in with? In your life, who are you surrounding yourself with? Do they know more than you know? Are they where you want to be? Are they going where you want to go? Are they experiencing the life that you ultimately want to experience? I love this story. The photographer for a national magazine was assigned to get photos of a great forest fire. Smoke at the scene was too thick to get any good shots, so he frantically called his home office to hire a plane. "It will be waiting for you at the airport," he was assured by the editor. As soon as he got to the small rural airport, he noticed there was a plane kind of warming up. Boy, he jumped in it with his equipment and yelled, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." The pilot kind of took the plane and started down the runway and got it up in the air. The photographer said, "Fly over the north side of the fire. Make 3 or 4 low-level passes across those flames." "Why?" asked the pilot. "Because I'm going to take pictures of it. I'm a photographer, and photographers take pictures," said the photographer with great exasperation and impatience. After a long pause, the pilot said, "You mean you're not my flight instructor?" You know, sometimes we jump in with people who don't know as much as we know. And we're depending on them to take us somewhere that they're not capable of taking us. You need to assess your friends. You need to see who you're flying with. You need to look around. To get knowledge through your eyes, to see, to grasp mentally, you're going to have to see new. I'm telling you right now, I am grasping a new image of myself because I am a new person. Old things have passed away. Things have become new for me. And I am going to see myself different than I used to see myself. For years, I was a Christian. I loved the Lord. I was in church. I didn't have a good marriage, but I wanted one. You know, if I don't start seeing my situation different, I'm going to stay right where I am. You know, I was a Christian. I loved the Lord. I was in church. I was just living paycheck to paycheck, just getting by and having more bills than I had money and just sweating it out. You know, I got to see life different than I'm seeing life. I can't continue to see life like nobody's going to help me. There's nobody out here to help me. There's nothing more I can do. Hey, look here. There's a lot of businesses doing quite well out here, and I can figure out how they are doing, and I can do the same thing. You know, there are a lot. Well, the economy is bad and things are terrible, and you know, with the situation we're in, and we're just in a rural neighborhood, and out here in a rural neighborhood, you know, there are folks that are doing quite well. I there's some things I'm going to have to figure out that I don't have figured out. I'm going to have to see different. You got to quit seeing, I'm sick. The doctor gave me 6 months to live. We all know people that a doctor gave 6 months to live, and that was 10 years ago. We all know people the doctor gave 3 months to live, and that was 20 years ago. They're still here and still doing good. For you to become this new person in Christ, first of all, you got to see that that is possible. You got to see that that is probable. And then you got to see that's going to happen for me. Oh, new beginnings in a new life, that's great for you and Terry. I'm just proud for y'all, but nothing like that's going to ever happen for us. As long as you see yourself as a sinner, as poor, as broke, as sick, as never happy, as having a bad marriage, as long as you continue to see that about yourself. And I've heard people say, I'm one of those unlucky ones that are just born. This is my lot in life. As long as you continue to see where you are as your lot in life, you will never draw the things that God has for you. 400 years of slavery, and Moses says, I want you to look. I want you to see there's a different land than where you're living. There's a different life than the life that you are living that I have for you. It flows with milk. It flows with honey. It's a blessed life. Now, you continue to go around this mountain from now on, but I want you to look. I want you to see where you could be. Now, let's go in and occupy that. As a believer, as somebody who is born again, there must be a change from who you were to who you now are. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have died to our old life. All who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ. Get this, verse 16. So we have stopped evaluating others from merely a human point of view. And it goes on in verse 17. This means anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. A new life has begun. In this new life, verse 16, we have to stop evaluating others, evaluating ourselves, evaluating our situations from merely a human point of view. We're going to have to see our situation infused with the power of God. We have to see our circumstance, our life, infused with the power of God. You got to see your life as God is on my side in this. No longer can we be identified as a mechanic or a plumber or electrician or an accountant or receptionist or a bookkeeper. There's no anchor in that. That's what you do. That's what you do. But when you see yourself as what you do, what happens when you're laid off? Or what happens when you get too old to do that any longer? Or what happens if technology replaces what you do? If you are identified by what you do, that's a very volatile situation. We identify ourselves by being a child of God. That is who I am. I am an heir to the throne of God. I am an heir to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am a joint heir with Jesus. Now, there's a lot of things over here I do in the areas of my ministry and as I serve people and help mankind, but here is who I am. Who are you? I'm a child of God. God is on my side. God is in my corner. And in everyday life, you're going to have to see new about your situation. You got to see new about your worth, about your image, about your future. For those who are saved, life is new for you. The title of this message is See New. You have to see new. As a Christian, you see yourself. fitting in with different groups.
Oh, I'm just a sinner. Oh, I tell you, I'm not holy. Oh, I'm not.
Come on. See yourself fitting in with different groups. See yourself looking better. See yourself feeling better. Then you begin to talk better. You begin to dress better. You begin to act better. And better begins to happen for you. I want you to see your finances different. I want you to see your marriage different. I want you to see your children different. I want you to see your brain capabilities different. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'm not. But come on. See yourself as who God sees you. See yourself through His eyes. Go to Exodus chapter 12. I want to explain to you through Exodus chapter 12 as we read our picture or our portrait, another way of looking at it, our blueprint of salvation. In Exodus chapter 12, you remember the plagues and Moses dealing with Pharaoh and getting God's kids freed from Egypt and all the different plagues of the frogs and the plague. If you hadn't read that, read those first 12 chapters of Exodus again. We get to the final step to deliver God's kids from slavery. And here is a picture of our salvation. Verse 3, Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Announce to the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb or a young goat for a sacrifice. One animal for each household. If a family is too small to eat the whole animal, let them share with another family in the neighborhood. Divide the animal according to the size of each family and how much they can eat. The animal you select must be a one-year-old male, either a sheep or a goat with no defects. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of the first month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and the top of the door frames of the houses where they eat the animal. That same night they must roast the meat over fire and eat it along with bitter salad green and bread made without yeast. Do not eat any of the meat raw or boiled in water. The whole animal, including the head, legs, internal organs, must be roasted over the fire. Don't leave any of it till the next morning. Well, you can just spend hours teaching on God's plan for salvation. Tell the whole community, get everybody here, take a lamb. Jesus said, I am the lamb. What kind of lamb? It had to be a spotless lamb. It had to be a lamb without defect. What happened? You had to kill the lamb. There had to be a death. There had to be bloodshed. Then what do? You take, let's read on, verse 12. On that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt, strike down every firstborn and every firstborn male animal land. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. But the blood on your doorpost will serve as a sign marking the houses where you are staying. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and this plague of death will not touch you. It goes on to say there were peaceful feasting in the homes of Israel, and there was loud wailing in the homes of Egypt. You see, when that blood of that perfect lamb is applied to the doorpost, the judgment of God passes over those houses where that blood has been applied. We got to see new. We've got to see new. Because of the blood of Jesus, judgment has passed over you. Judgment's coming. Judgment is coming. There is judgment that is coming, and sin does not go unjudged and unpunished unless the blood of a perfect lamb has been spread over the doorpost. And when you are in a house, when you are living life with the blood of that perfect lamb over you, that judgment passes over. And I'm telling you, because of that, you start seeing life new. You start seeing life new. You can't see yourself as sick, broke, poor. You can't see yourself, because you then will begin to think, he'll never change, she'll never change, I'll never have, I'll never be. You can't see yourself as one of those people who are just born never to be happy. This is just where we are in life. Romans 8 verse 5 tells us, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. You're saved today. You're saved today. Jesus lives on the inside of you. Now start seeing yourself that way. Start seeing your life that way. The way you were raised, the way you grew up, things that you did, things that happened to you, things that were done to you, situations that you were in, and you lived in those situations for years and years and years. Now you're saved. Now you're saved. You're going to have to see new. You can't continue to see yourself back in that light, because you will never occupy, you'll never live in the land that God has for you. You're saved. You're delivered from slavery. The old life is gone. Now I want you to see new. See yourself like God does. See for yourself what God has for you. See your future like God does. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." God's paid a high price. God has paid a high price for you and I to be holy. Now, let's see ourselves as the new creation that we are. Y'all stand with me. Lord, today we thank you for the price that was paid for us. Lord, we are so grateful. And now as we are thanking you, as we are grateful, as we are in here worshiping you and praising you today, Lord, we leave here seeing ourselves as new, seeing ourselves in a different light than we used to be, than we've always been. Lord, we don't evaluate our situations and who we are from merely a human point of view, but we begin to evaluate us, our life, our situations, infused with the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit that dwells inside us. Direct us and guide us this week as we see new about our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.